Come on. That's it. It's time to wake up, my king. Shh, shh, shh. Not too quickly. Don't try to sit up just yet. I know. Stuck, right? Like, you're paralyzed? Must be a gypsy curse. Ooh. I kid. But if you were one of our asshole neighbors, you'd probably accuse me of actual hexes right now. Which is a bigoted stereotype. We gypsies only put hexes on lawyers and people who spoil Netflix shows. So, no curses. Just ropes. Well, nylon stockings. I thought they'd be more comfortable on your wrists. And I have a lot of stockings. Weirdly, not much rope. Mama would be so disappointed. That's, also kind of why I'm sitting on you. You look sturdy enough to pull out of some of my knots. Albeit a little short. But hey, what young guy doesn't want a hot Roma woman straddling his hips? Especially one wearing a see-through blouse and skirt. Hey, don't you laugh? This was the only traditional style dress I could find. I got it in a costume shop. I think it's supposed to be sexy belly dancer or something. I sent all my actual Roma clothes back home years ago. Except this lace bodice. It makes my tits look amazing. And it really shows off my belly button. But that means I had to go far and wide looking for the rest. Unfortunately, generic dancing peasant was the best I could find, but I had to try. I wanted to make this special. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, aren't I? Let me start with this. I'm not here to hurt you. Couldn't be more the opposite, actually. The reason I snuck into your house and tied you up is to make you my husband. Before you think that sounds as crazy as it probably does, let me play you something. I recorded it earlier. Since I've done such a super job explaining myself already. Here. Okay, I'm being serious now, Mama. You need to stop sending me beauty tips for older girls. That last one basically said, be young again, be an influencer. Oh, and here are some cute eyebrow styles. All I'm saying is I think it might be time to face the numbers. 37 isn't any more marriageable here than it was back home. And honestly, there aren't as many tall girls as you might think. Maybe. I don't know. Mama! Maybe I should just move back home and accept spinsterhood. Become the crazy village aunt who flirts with the young guys. I know. Just knock it off with the videos, okay? And the love spells, or whatever it is you call them. As far as the dating scene goes, I may as well be dead to the world. Oh my god! That car! Oh my god! Thank you! Seriously, wow. Thank you so much. No, it wasn't nothing. That would have killed me. Too pretty to die. You know, if I wasn't fighting back shock, I might tease you for how cheesy that was. But right now, holy shit. You're kind of my hero. Yeah, definitely. Thank you so, so much. I'll see you around. Oh, Mama. I just met a 5.5-foot king, and he saved me. It was like a fairy tale. What's even better is I know him. He's a student. A neighbor of mine. I'll tell you later. I gotta go. I love you too, Mama. You keep doing your magic, you crazy old lady. Kisses. Okay, bye-bye. Love you.
See? Don't you remember? So, there are two ways of looking at this. One, it's a coincidence, and you are in the right place at the right time. In which case, I owe you. And wouldn't you like to be owed by a sexy older woman? One who's willing to send you to your classes, satisfied every morning? But then there's the other way of looking at it. Maybe it was fate. There are all these old Roma stories about wives claiming men after they do something valiant or clever. They usually involve ropes and kidnapping and family squabbles and mix-ups. So honestly, tying you with nylon is quaint. But the rest? You saving me? It's like the stories. You're free to disagree with me. In fact, to show you that I value your opinion, I'm going to untie you. And I guess if you never want to see my face again, I was thinking of moving back to Spain anyway. But if I go, who's gonna give you a lap dance when they're straddling your cock? Granted, it is more like a lap grind. But I think I've got the whole belly dance thing going on, don't I? Do you like looking at my hips and stomach muscles swaying? With how tight and high this bodice fits me? Although I never really learned how to twerk, I can writhe like a snake, can't I? This is basically the dance, you know? The dance I would do for you back home if I were seducing you. The dance to claim a husband. Again, I know how crazy that sounds. So for now, just enjoy having this hard cock of yours squeezed between my cheeks while I slide back and forth. Oh, I guess I forgot to mention that part, didn't I? Oh, I'm not wearing any panties either. In fact, if you look down, I bet you could see my pussy lips parting around your cock whenever I grind backwards. Oh. I should probably thank you for sleeping in the nude, by the way. It makes it so much easier. Sliding up and down this needy erection. Obviously, you can still reject me. But you shouldn't. Seriously, please don't. We could do this every day. And I know this is a bit unfair. Asking you to trust me while I'm practically stroking you with my pussy. But doesn't it feel like we already fit together? Oh, we fit so perfectly. Maybe you're starting to believe in fate, too. Oh. I shouldn't tell Mama, but her magic finally worked. Maybe this is where you put a baby into me. Oh, God. Ooh, I felt that twitch. Oh, obviously you want it. Here, let me just slide a little bit lower. You could be inside me while you think about impregnating me. Would you like that? Oh, fuck. Oh, even though I am so tight right now, you just went right in. Oh. Can you feel me squeezing your cock? How do you think it'll feel if I do a belly dance while you're inside me? Do you want to find out? Oh, God. It feels like it's swirling inside me. Oh, like you're getting everywhere. Hitting every deep and needy spot in me. Every time I clench around your cock and sway my hips. I can feel you twitching. Fuck. I'm surprised I can't see you twitching. Oh, the way you're making my insides flutter. I'm sorry. I can't help it. It feels too fucking good. I need to bounce on it. I need to feel it twitching. Well, it's all the way inside me. Pumping. Here. Put your hand against my belly. I'll lean back as I bounce. So you can punish my G-spot while I hold your hand against my middle. Can you feel my stomach muscles flexing while I ride this cock? That's where you're supposed to put a baby. I can already tell I'm going to love teasing you. Every time I mention you breeding me, your eyes roll back and your cock practically vibrates inside me. It's driving me fucking wild.
I guess before I'll lose all my senses breaking around this incredible cock, I should confess something. I've been obsessed with you for a while. I never did anything crazy about it, aside from creeping on you through my front blinds. Maybe touching myself while thinking about you. Just, you know, innocent stuff. But now, fuck. Now I get to claim you. Not just right now either. Every morning and every night. Whenever I see you lying naked, or when you're frustrated, or when you're doing homework, I'll just crawl under your desk, unzip your pants, and help myself. I have to keep you satisfied, now that you're my savior. And obviously, I have to keep you primed, if you're going to give me lots and lots of babies. Fuck. Oh, fuck, that's it. That's it, isn't it? You're close. Me too. Me too, I can feel it. I can feel you on the edge. You're gonna give it to me, right? Yeah? You're gonna give it to me? That's why you saved me? Oh, so you could put your babies in me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, do it. Do it, please. Please give them to me. Give your neighbor your babies. Yeah, you don't even have to tell anyone. Oh, just off the books. You can be my secret husband. Just come by whenever you want and put babies in your mouth, stalker. Oh, fuck, fuck. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, that's so good. Oh, you are such a good boy. Such a good boy for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I needed that. Oh, I needed that so badly. Holy fuck. No, no, wait, please. Please don't take it out yet. Let me do my little belly dance grind while I milk you dry. Ooh. You know, I was going to turn around and let you impregnate me and doggy. They say you can get the closest to the cervix that way, which makes insemination easier. But there's always tomorrow, isn't there, my love? Or next week, depending on when you can get a break from class. Oh, didn't I mention, I'm supposed to visit Mama, even if I don't move back. Spain isn't that far. Especially if we did an overnight flight. However, I figure we could travel a bit first. Get to know each other a bit more. I have lots of friends with lots of vacation homes. So, husband, do you want to go on a breedcation with me?